St. Adams here from the Wednesday Night Wix Show, here to tell you about the new aviation t-shirts available now at warbirdradio.com/deals. Click on the Wright Brothers catalog link. There are lots of great t-shirts to choose from, like the classic World War II Flying Tigers, Tuskegee Airmen, and the ever-popular P-51 Mustang, as well as many other fun aviation designs. Talk to you next Wednesday evening on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show, and hopefully you'll be listening wearing your new Aerostyle t-shirt. Visit warbirdradio.com/deals now and check out the all-new Wright Brothers catalog.
Attention aviation and scale modeling enthusiasts worldwide. Hi, I'm Hawkeye, host of the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour. Tune in as we discuss topics related to plastic scale modeling, tips, techniques, products, events, as well as interviews and conversation with our special guests. Listeners will be able to call in with their comments live by phone or using our live chat room. The Plastic Scale Modeling Hour comes your way weekly, every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern here on warbirdradio.com.
Hi friends, Matt Jolly here to tell you about a special offer from my friends at Aero Cinema. Just log on to warbirdradio.com/deals and watch for free Aero Cinema's new feature presentation on Scott Yoke's P-51 Quicksilver. Inside you'll find a special Aero Cinema subscription rate that's so good, I'm not allowed to say it on the air. So click on warbirdradio.com/deals, that's warbirdradio.com/deals, and watch Quicksilver for free, plus receive that special offer from Aero Cinema. Just remember, warbirdradio.com/deals.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
If you're landing at DCA, be sure to wave.
Wave.
This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and today is March 20th, 2012. I hope you're all doing well tonight. If you're listening live here on Warbird Radio, we're glad you're here joining us. If you are listening to the podcast, try and tune in one Tuesday night. We'd love to have you live on the show where you can participate. Want to welcome our guest tonight, a good friend of the show, good friend of mine, good friend of everyone's. Let's give a big warm welcome to our good friend, Jerry Bates. Jerry, welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Man, we always love having you here because, you know, I think there's something about the models that you design that people just really like. Other than the fact that they build it easy, they're so unusual that there's something for everyone, you know?
So
we're glad you're here, and I hope everybody's got them a cup of coffee or an adult beverage or whatever. We're gonna sit back and have a nice time tonight and talk airplanes a little bit. Well, I tell you what, folks, before we get started, you can participate in the show tonight several ways. You can actually call us at 478-787-4768. If you have Skype, you can Skype us at Warbird Radio. That's the username. And you can also email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com or simply click on the Join Our Live Chat on Warbird Radio, and you can listen in and participate in the live chat while you're listening to the show. So on that note, let's get started, Jerry. I tell you what, for the maybe two people out there who have never heard of Jerry Bates Plans, you mind giving us just a quick overview of your plans business, how long you've been doing it, the kind of designs you have, that kind of stuff?
Sure. Like, I've been doing it for about this iteration anyway, for about 15 years. I do plans of warbirds primarily and golden era civilian aircraft. Got about 75 plans at the moment. And naturally, I sell the plans and provide the cowls and canopies, that sort of thing. I work with several vendors to do the landing gear and spinners, all the accessories.
Yeah.
Try to keep a direct contact with DeBro and people like that, and list all their pieces, parts on the plans.
What?
Try to make it, you know, a little easier for the guy to build, you know.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. You know, what's interesting about that is, you know, a lot of guys give specific parts on their plans, but it's really interesting that you really point out the you know, the very small pieces and actually quote part numbers on those and so forth. That's pretty cool.
Well, I, you know, I like to do something that the first timer is not going to have a real difficult time with. And the guy that's done this before, of course, he's going to use whatever he normally uses, which is great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got their own way of doing things, and pieces and parts, accessories they like to use. So.
Gotcha. Well, that's pretty cool. So roughly how many designs do you have now?
Right now I've got about 75. I just released three.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about those a little bit, you know, your new designs. One of the reasons I wanted to get you on the show was to talk about these new designs and maybe the motivation behind them and you know, just a little information about them.
Sure. I've had several in the works for the last few years that I try to get everything checked out with other modelers and scale enthusiasts and full-size aircraft people, too, to make sure I'm, you know, on the right track. The latest releases, the first one would be the Havilah Chipmunk. The plans actually show the T-Mark 10 version, which is the British version with the greenhouse canopy.
Right.
Have several people are interested in the Canadian bubble canopy. And one of the fellas is going ahead and doing a plug for that. This summer I plan not to draw if I can't help it. And I'll be out in the shop making plugs for cowls and canopies for the chipmunk and a few other projects I've got going to get caught up with all the accessories for the plans and make sure everything's, you know, ready and available.
I got you. So let's talk about the specific designs that you've just recently come out with. Why don't you talk about those a little bit?
Well, the another one is the Curtis P6E Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
That's a design by Bob Bishop. Bob and I have worked together on a couple of other designs, and Bob did this airplane a few years ago. It's about 95-inch wingspan, quarter scale. It's, of course, been built and flown, several of them, and flies wonderfully.
Yeah.
There's no real requirement for accessories. The cowl is built up as part of the fuselage. Of course, the windshields for biplanes are just flat sheets. And a real unique design in the way it can come apart and be transportable. And you don't have to worry about re-rigging the biplane every time you put it together. It's kind of a nice design. It flies very well.
Yeah, that's, you showed me that design. That was he did a really good job on that.
Yeah, he did. He's a good builder and a good designer.
Well, that's awesome. Anything else new you got coming out?
Yeah, I've got and ready for release is a P-51B Mustang,
uh-huh.
Fifth scale, sort of an offshoot of the A model that I did with the B fuselage. People might not realize it, but there is a very big difference in the two fuselages, particularly from, say, the canopy forward. The wing is a little lower in the fuselage, and the fuselage is a little deeper in the front. So that's that design now is being proof-built by Vic Catalisan,
mm-hmm.
And he'll be doing a glass fuselage for it and have the cowl and all that available. And you and your friends have the canopy ready for it, so
yep.
Of course we know the retracts are ready for that and so forth. So
right, well, you know, that Vic, man, I tell you, he does, in my opinion, the best fiberglass work in the business. He really does.
Yes, he is. He is very, very good, very meticulous.
Absolutely. Well, that's cool. And don't forget the ugly duckling you did for me.
Oh yes, that's right. I haven't released that airplane yet. As a matter of fact, those plans. But yeah, that's a Marin Saulnier. What is it now? An MS-3801, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which is an offshoot of the 406.
Right.
From World War II.
Right. I just couldn't bring myself to do a French airplane, so I had to do the Swiss.
Yeah. 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 And of course, you'll be proof building that. So when
yeah.
We get that on the way, we'll worry about releasing that one.
Yeah. By the way, did I tell you I got my retracts?
Oh, did you?
Yeah. They're really nice.
Lenny, who did those for you?
Lenny Shinden did those. Shinden Machine did those.
He does beautiful work.
Yeah, he really does. And so we'll be seeing some more from him. Hopefully we'll have him on the show soon. Interesting guy, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got a couple of questions for you here. The first one is from our buddy Jason Fair, wants to know, does Jerry have a personal favorite of all his plans?
Do I? That's kind of hard to say. Actually, I think probably the Sea Fury would be my favorite because of the way it flies and handles and it builds well. And it's, you know, it's not like a SPD where you're going to spend a year on the interior. So it's kind of an easy build, and it flies wonderfully and handles well. Ground handling is real good with it. A nice wide landing gear. So I guess for a warbird, I'd have to say the Sea Fury.
Yeah, I heard somebody call it the British P-47. You know, it flies like a P-47 does. It's just,
yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wide gear, big wing. You know, just
That's right.
Yeah. So that's interesting that you chose that one. I would have thought another one, but I'm not going to say which one it is.
Oh, let me hear it.
I would have thought you would have liked the Buffalo.
I like the Buffalo because to me it's like a GB with guns, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely butt ugly airplane, and it's got guns on it. It's great, you know.
That's right. They're all good, you know. Any of them that fly are good, in my opinion.
That's right.
Let's see. We've got some other questions. You had spoke briefly, I think, last time we had you on about co-developing an A-20 Havoc.
Yes.
How's that coming along?
Actually, that's on hold, and I've put it on hold so that I can actually do some building for myself this summer.
There you go.
I do have all the details for it, and I have spent some time on it, arranging it and so forth. So it's not going to be a monumental project when I get back to it.
Right. I got you. Well, that's pretty interesting. You know, one thing that I hear over and over about your plans is that, you know, other than them being very accurate, is that they're, compared to some other designers, they're pretty darn easy to build. And how do you attribute that, or how do you get your models, you know, set up to be easy to build? I'd like to hear your philosophy about that. I'm sure the listeners would, too.
Well, I guess one of the ideas is to, a wing is a wing, you know. If you got building tabs on your ribs, then you've set your washout and so forth, and you've got a good dihedral race, you've set up your dihedral. Mm-hmm. So the wing is going to be a wing no matter what. The fuselage, now that's something that I particularly like building a fuselage in half, top and bottom half, instead of side by side. It doesn't matter really how good a builder you are. You're going to wind up with a small amount of curvature in the fuselage. And it might just be a 1/16 over the whole length of the fuselage. But if it's along the horizontal plane, you'll never really see it. As long as your incidence is on your wing and stab are correct when you're done, it's going to fly great.
Right.
But if you've got a curvature in it along the vertical plane, well, you know, that's pretty obvious, and it doesn't really fly very well. So
yeah.
I've chosen to do mine top and bottom half, and in most cases as a monocoque construction, where your outside sheeting of the airplane really is the strength of the plane. So you don't have a structure on the inside that supports, say, formers and that kind of thing. Try to eliminate all the pieces, parts you can. That's one of the logics I try to use is, before I'm done with a plan, just go through it and see what I can take out.
Right.
You know, it might have been a good idea, but it might be a better idea if I can combine two parts into one and just wind up with a lot less parts. That way the thing builds faster.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a scale guy can spend most of his time detailing that stuff on the outside of the airplane. Doesn't have to worry about the airframe.
Gotcha. Well, I know that they go together very fast. It's obviously they're drawn up in CAD. Everything actually fits. So, you know, that's a a big deal. And
well, you know, it is embarrassing, but every now and then I do slip up, and there's a mistake on the plans. Sometimes you're out in the shop and you just do something where there might be a mistake on the plans, but I just get out there and I'm doing stuff and I'm not paying attention and I make it work. Mm-hmm. And it's not exactly like was shown on the drawings and I didn't catch it. So every now and then that creeps in, you know. So on the whole, I think they kind of come out pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think so too. Well, let's see. Folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation, you can do it a couple of ways. I'm sure Jerry would love to answer your questions. You can give us a call at 478-787-4768. Skype us at Warbird Radio. Shoot us an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com or join us in the live chat on Warbird Radio just by clicking on the Join Our Live Chat link. And we would love to hear from you. And, you know, if you have any questions or suggestions, let's talk about, you know, obviously you're taking the summer off to work on a model. Let's talk about some future projects. I know this is something people always like to hear when you're on there. Obviously, we've talked a little bit about the A20. Do you have some other things in the work that that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I've started drawings on several airplanes and hope to get to them this winter at least. I've got a quarter-scale Gloster Gladiator, mm-hmm. Fifth-scale IAR-80.
Wow.
6th scale, 133 inch Lockheed Hudson. And another one of my favorites, because it's a butt ugly airplane, is a Vulti Vengeance, 5th scale, 115 inch.
Oh, yeah.
And another one along the same lines is a Blackburn Firebrand, 111 inch.
Wow. Wow.
And there's a few others, but, you know, I just got back from Daytona Beach a few weeks ago to see the 500, and while I was down there, we went to Fantasy of Flight, and they have the most beautiful Curtis Robin over there.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that plane's probably been done 1,000 times, but Lordy, that would make a nice third scale high wing cabin model.
Right? You know, there's just too many airplanes in too little time, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got a question in from our buddy Chris Ribideau in Canada. He wants to know, roughly how long does it take you to design a set of plans from the start of the idea to selling them?
Hmm. Well, since I do so many at the same time, roughly about 2 years.
Yeah.
Collecting data and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm going to be drawing on 5 plans at once until I get to a point where, oh, boy, I'm about done with that, or I'm really enthused with it, and then I'll finish that one out. So about 2 years. I guess if I had to sit right down and do one from scratch, 3 or 4 months at the most, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
On a good day. You know?
But realistically, since it's, you know, kind of a hobby business.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that. And, you know, it's not like this is your full-time job either.
No, and I wish it was. I could eat off of it, but I can't. So.
That's right. Well, that's awesome. You know, you got some interesting things coming up. I know a lot of people enjoy building your models. I know I do. And there's, you know, so many to choose from. It's just hard to figure out sometimes which ones to do, you know. And but yeah, you're going to be working in the shop this summer. Yeah. Why don't you tell folks what you're going to be working on?
Well, I think I'm finally going to get around to working on my Aranca 3 L3. That'll be a third scale airplane, 144 inch. I'm getting some good information from Mike Barbie, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Mike has a full size Aranca T65, which is the civil version of the L3. And I'm trying to encourage him to build one too. And I don't think he needs a lot more encouragement at this point, but I need to get her get it off the table and let him see what it looks like.
I got you. Well, man, I tell you what, the questions just keep coming in. One we had from Glenn McIntosh when you were talking about designing, he wanted to know how many beers are involved during that process.
Glenn is one heck of a builder. He's quite an artist. In fact, there's not many beers involved at all. If I do that, I wind up, swaying toward the beer side of it instead of the drawing side of it. So,
all right. You know, Jerry's a pretty good fella. Unfortunately, he tends to hang out with hooligans now and then, like me and my buddies. So
that's right.
we try not to corrupt him too bad. But yeah, another question we had was what goes into determining the scale of a design?
Well, most of the time it would be, first off, I don't really like doing anything smaller than about 86-inch wingspan anymore, because you can keep the weight manageable for, say, a monoplane at that size.
Right.
So the scale would have to work out something in that range or above, and be compatible with existing engines, wheels, and all the accessories involved. An offshoot of that might be the Soranka that I'm working on. Basically, there's nothing that will fit it except an engine. So everything has to be scratch built. And, something like that would not be, really marketable.
Yeah.
So you try to stick with things that people can find and easily available, transportable too.
yeah, that's right. Because, and that's, there's pretty much a given of what people will buy for the most part, size wise. That, like you said, to make it transportable, cost wise, and a lot of variables. But yeah, they all tend to fall around the same size for the most part, I guess, except for the super builders who do the big airplanes.
I have a number of friends who are in the LMA. That's the Large Model Association in the
right.
United Kingdom, and over there everything's custom designed in the LMA. So if you've got a 400 inch B29, then that's better than the other guy's 100 inch B29. So you don't worry about it.
That's
building
right.
everything anyway. That's not a marketable airplane.
Yeah. We got an email from Chris Cunningham, my buddy up here in Birmingham. He wants to know, do you plan on doing any Japanese military twins in the future? Seems like there's a lot of rarely seen aircraft available in that genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hi, Chris. As a matter of fact, yes, and I don't want to let it out right now. I'm still collecting information. There's a very nice twin. It kind of reminds one of a mosquito, UK mosquito, and so I'm collecting data on that, and I wouldn't mind doing it. It's a nice airplane. It's got nice moments for a model. I'm not really taken away with too many Japanese or German aircraft during World War II. Mostly, I like American stuff and English, Allied aircraft, that kind of thing. But
there
are several Japanese and several German airplanes that I do like. Yes.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, cool. Well, Jerry, we're going to need to take a quick break here. Can you stick around for just a few minutes and we'll wrap things up with you?
Great.
Okay, folks, stick around, and we'll be back after these messages, so stay tuned.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
St. Adams here from the Wednesday Night Wix Show, here to tell you about the new aviation t-shirts available now at warbirdradio.com/deals. Click on the Wright Brothers catalog link. There are lots of great t-shirts to choose from, like the classic World War II Flying Tigers, Tuskegee Airmen, and the ever-popular P-51 Mustang, as well as many other fun aviation designs. Talk to you next Wednesday evening on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show, and hopefully you'll be listening wearing your new Aero-style t-shirt. Visit warbirdradio.com/deals now and check out the all-new Wright Brothers catalog.
Attention aviation and scale modeling enthusiasts worldwide. Hi, I'm Hawkeye, host of the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour. Tune in as we discuss topics related to plastic scale modeling, tips, techniques, products, events, as well as interviews and conversation with our special guests. Listeners will be able to call in with their comments live by phone or using our live chat room. The Plastic Scale Modeling Hour comes your way weekly, every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern here on WarBirdRadio.com.
Hi friends, Matt Jolly here to tell you about a special offer from my friends at Aero Cinema. Just log on to warbirdradio.com/deals and watch for free Aero Cinema's new feature presentation on Scott Yoke's P-51 Quicksilver. Inside you'll find a special Aero Cinema subscription rate that's so good, I'm not allowed to say it on the air. So click on warbirdradio.com/deals, that's warbirdradio.com/deals, and watch Quicksilver for free, plus receive that special offer from Aero Cinema. Just remember, warbirdradio.com/deals.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
If you're landing at DCA, be sure to wave. This is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, along with our guest, Jerry Bates, our producer and station owner, Matt Jolly, and all of our great listeners out there. I'm glad you're all with us tonight. We're having a great time talking to Jerry about design and models. Jerry, just a couple of quick questions before we wrap things up. Any idea about what events you may be attending this year?
Well, I've pretty much used up my vacation already this year, but I would really love to go to any of the local scale contests for sure.
Right.
And I believe we've got the Rally of Eagles coming up this year.
Yep. Of course, you know, that's going to be at Mac Hodges this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't want to miss that one. That's always one of the better ones.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. So, well, that's great. So, folks, there you go. That's the one you need to come to if you plan on coming and meeting Jerry Bates. So, there you go. Let's see. We've got an email in. Let's see. Actually, it's just a hello. It's from Stephen Lucy. He wanted me to tell you, thanks for the great plans. I'm working on the George right now. Last year at Warbirds Over the Rockies, the Wildcat I built from your plans was awarded Best World War II Fighter. Thanks again, Stephen Lucy. So,
there you go. Steve's a real nice fellow, and I managed to see a picture of that airplane. He did a wonderful job. Hope this George comes out as nice.
I'm sure it will. Looks like we got a caller. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Is this Mike Chilson and Jerry Bates?
Yeah, this must be Mike Hipwell.
What's going on, guys? I hit this just right.
Man, I tell you what, you know, just when we think we got rid of you, you just pop right back up like a bad pig.
I'm not going anywhere.
How you doing, Mike?
Good, Jerry. How you been?
I think I've been doing okay. No one's yelled at me in a long time, so.
Well, that's good. I just wanted to tell you, Jerry, I got with Daryl, and he's going to send me a set of retracts for that big Hankel and a tail wheel. So,
excellent.
Things are rolling.
Good. Can't wait to see it, man.
Yeah, you and me both. We got a guy in the club that's going to do one also, so things are going well.
Excellent.
Hey, Jerry, you know, this is the guy that stole my Sea Fury out from under me. Did you hear about that story?
Yes, I did, lucky fella.
Yeah, you still got that? You still got that airplane, Mike?
Yeah, Jerry, I got your Sea Fury now.
Yeah, so I heard, man. That's good. Excellent.
Yeah. And it looks good. It really does. You did a great job on that.
Cool. Thank you.
So I just want to call and say hi to you guys and see what's going on. And, you know, we had a blast up at the bottom rally and everything, and talking to all the guys up at Perry, and things went well, and it was just good to see everybody.
Well, I hope to see you up there at the rally, man.
Oh yeah, I'll be there. I should still be here, so things are looking good.
All right, excellent. Super.
Good news,
Mike. It's always good to hear from you, buddy.
All right, buddy, and it's good talking to you guys, and I'll see you later.
Hey, Mike.
Okay, see you now. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, one last thing. I got a question for you.
Go.
Who is your daddy?
Good.
Sorry, I
couldn't
resist.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call, buddy. It's always good to hear
you
from you.
See you guys later.
Take care. All right, that's our buddy Mike Kipple down in South Alabama around Fort Rucker. He's actually trying to get overseas right now, but hopefully he'll stay with us and not go. So, but anyway, enough about that. Jerry, it's always great to have you on the show. I'm glad you came on, buddy. Thanks so much. I know everyone enjoys hearing about what you're working on and what's been going on.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for asking.
Well, it's always our pleasure. I guess we're going to go ahead and, Matt, take another quick break and come back. And we got a couple of events to talk about before the show wraps up. So, folks, stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
And put them down.
Excuse me?
I lift things up and put them down.
Okay, here's the strength circuit.
I lift things up and put them down.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Zane Adams here from the Wednesday Night Wick Show, here to tell you about the new aviation t-shirts available now at warbirdradio.com/deals. Click on the Wright Brothers catalog link. There are lots of great t-shirts to choose from, like the classic World War II Flying Tigers, Tuskegee Airmen, and the ever-popular P-51 Mustang, as well as many other fun aviation designs. Talk to you next Wednesday evening on the Wick's Warbird Weekly Live Show, and hopefully you'll be listening wearing your new Aero-style t-shirt. Visit warbirdradio.com/deals now and check out the all-new Wright Brothers catalog.
Attention aviation and scale modeling enthusiasts worldwide. Hi, I'm Hawkeye, host of the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour. Tune in as we discuss topics related to plastic scale modeling, tips, techniques, products, events, as well as interviews and conversation with our special guests. Listeners will be able to call in with their comments live by phone or using our live chat room. The Plastic Scale Modeling Hour comes your way weekly, every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern here on warbirdradio.com.
Hi friends, Matt Jolly here to tell you about a special offer from my friends at Aero Cinema. Just log on to warbirdradio.com/deals and watch for free Aero Cinema's new feature presentation on Scott Yoke's P-51 Quicksilver. Inside you'll find a special Aero Cinema subscription rate that's so good I'm not allowed to say it on the air. So click on warbirdradio.com/deals, that's warbirdradio.com/deals, and watch Quicksilver for free, plus receive that special offer from Aero Cinema. Just remember, warbirdradio.com/deals.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
If you're landing in DCA, be sure to wave.
Wave.
This is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and gosh, we're glad you're listening tonight. Always great to have our buddy Jerry Bates on. Great designer. Just a fun guy to be around. So if you ever get the opportunity to meet him, or you see him at an event, go up and shake his hand and say hello. Nice guy, good guy to know. Got a bunch of things going on. We're starting into our flying season here in the Northern Hemisphere. Matt, are you around, or did you fall asleep at the?
No. I'm here, Michael.
Okay, I just want to make sure because, you know, I know your sleep's been kind of up and down, you know, lately. Right. So,
hey, congrats on this new chat room that I did. Go to me. I'm really, happy with my work on it. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Doesn't crash out like the last one, and we shot the birds.
So, yeah, there you go. We got rid of the birds.
Got
That's
rid
right.
Of the bird. But congratulations to me on that. So
good job. Yeah,
worked
on
really
that,
hard
man.
On that.
I know. I can tell by the number of hours that you put into it.
I know. Right? I just it's amazing how that, you know, hard work pays off, Mike. So
it does. It does. It pays off. So, you know, we got some great.
Thanks for doing that. It looks great. It really looks great. I know the guys are really. It seems like everybody's pretty happy with it.
Well, I'm just glad it's not crashing. You know.
Me too. You did a really good job on that, Mike.
Well, it's not me. I just integrated it. So, I'm just the integrator. That's all I am.
You pick things up and put things down.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. And
I know Arnold's going to say something any second now, so I'm just waiting.
I hear you.
I hear you.
That's right.
Gosh. Cool.
Sorry. You know, we have to have some sound bites there. You know, there's a lot of great stuff coming up in the next month or two. Of course, we've got the Weak Signals RC Expo coming up April 13th and 15th in Toledo, Ohio. And I believe you're going to try and join us, aren't you, man?
I'm going to do my best. I think that I might have spoken too soon.
Committed.
I'm afraid I did. The more I think about it, the more I'm going, I think I did. Yeah. I don't know, but here's the deal. The B-25 reunion, the B-25 gathering, is in Urbana that weekend, and it's on Saturday and Sunday, and then they fly over, I think, to Dayton, you know, for the Doolittle Raiders reunion the next week. So I've got to see. I've got to see when. Toledo is definitely worth it, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, you know, the
spaghetti dinners that night, it's only like a couple-hour drive, so I'm thinking maybe do the B-25s Saturday, drive over to Toledo that night, and then hang out with you guys and then go back Sunday. That's what I'm thinking about doing.
Have I told you that you have a tough job?
I know it is. It's tough. It is tough. You think it's not, but it is tough. So it's very, it is a tough job to do. So.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. I know. I'm kidding myself with that. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes. It's a 2 hour and 10 minute drive. So, well, you know, I might just do that. I might go there and then drive up and stay with you guys.
Yeah, you know, I think I got extra bed in my room, so you can crash if you need to.
I'm just coming up there to buy some more Park Zone stuff.
I know.
You know, we were talking about this. I really do. I'm going to get killed for saying this on your show. The guys at Nitro Planes really have some nice small foam warbirds.
Well, sure they do.
They're nice airplanes.
Yep.
And that B-25's calling my name.
Well, I think you should get one.
It needs to join in the hangar. And, yeah, that might be my winter project for next year, you know?
Well, there you go.
What, no comment?
I'm not saying a word.
That tape is hard to put on, Mike. You think it's not. It's hard to put that tape on those airplanes.
Well, you know, moving on after that statement, we've also got the Sodbusters Warbird fly-in April 26th through 29th in Camden, South Carolina. Forrest Morris, that's a great fly-in he puts on.
Isn't that fun?
God, yeah, man, that's a beautiful place. And, of course, we got Top Gun coming up May 2nd through 6th in Lakeland, Florida. We'll be down there hanging out with our buddies and trying to cause general havoc about the place. So be sure and look us up, you know. Let's see. What else is coming up? Mint Julep Scale Qualifier, May 18th and 20th, Fall of Ruffs, Kentucky. There you go. There's a chance for you to go and do a little competition. And certainly last but not least, the recommended site of the week is a Out of Print's aviation book site. I'll post that on the episode thread on RC Skill Builder.
Wow.
So there you go. Lots of interesting stuff tonight, I tell you.
I'll tell you, I love Sodbusters. That is one of my favorites. And I know one of your favorites is the up in Falls of Ruff, Kentucky there at the Mint Julep. You look forward to that every year.
That is. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's the right time of year to be there. And a lot of great folks. Probably, in my opinion, the most laid-back scale contest in the nation.
Really?
Yeah.
How laid-back are you talking?
It's so laid-back. They're like, well, are you ready? And they're like, well, yeah, we're doing it. Okay, well, just let me know when you're ready. You know.
Wow.
So, you know.
It's, your 2 minutes, whenever you want to, starts now. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Whenever you want to, take your time. Don't rush.
That's right. I mean, it's pretty laid-back, you know.
Speaking of hurrying up today, I got to tell you this. I was at the store line today, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but it just irritates the heck out of me when someone pulls in front of you in the express aisle with about 100,000 items. And that happened to me today. That happened to me today. A guy did this, and he like pulls up there with his friend, and he gets in line in front of me, and they offload like one item at a time. And I'm looking at him. I'm holding like two items, and I'm looking at him, and I said, "Take your time. Take your time. Don't hurry. Don't hurry." Mm-hmm. And he gave me this really kind of a Jerry Bates stare. You know what I'm talking about? That like, did you just say that? And I'm kind of that kind of look. And I just said, no, seriously. I said, take your time, guys. Take your time. It's just ice cream. It won't melt. Take your time. Take your time. I'm fine. They didn't hurry up. Anyway, that was my gripe for today. It has nothing to do with scalability, but I'm sure everybody else hates that. You don't have that problem when you're with men a lot of times. Most guys are pretty good about that, but these two guys, for some reason, they saw fit to do that. I don't know what it is about that. Anyway, that was my gripe for today. Am I allowed to do that?
You know, you're a new dad. You're allowed to do
I'm
that.
Allowed to vent. Next thing I'm going to be doing is standing out in my front yard with black socks, yelling at kids to get off my lawn.
So, that's right.
I'm one
that's
step right away from pulling a Mike Filson. So, oh well.
No, I don't wear socks or pants when I do that. So that's the difference.
We've all seen the pictures at the post office, Mike. That's all
right.
I can say.
That's right.
Hey, I want to turn the tables on you now because you've had a busy winter season. We had your safety show last year. What are you gearing up for right now? Are you actually going to fly that Heinkel 219, or are you just going to sit around and look at it more?
Well, you know, I may look at it a little while, but no, we're planning on taking it down to Warbirds over Georgia and letting Dino maiden it, I think.
Do you think he wants to test fly that airplane? I'm just curious about that. You know, do you think he wants to test fly it? Because he's only asked, like, where you're going to fly it about 10 times.
Yeah, I think he wants to fly it. So I think it's going to be great.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a great model. That's going to be awesome, though, to see Dino flying that thing. And and you think that's going to happen pretty soon then?
In June,
June.
Absolutely.
Down at the rally then.
We're also, of course, we'll have the P-47 out this year, and you never know, we may even get a Westland Wyvern flying this year. So we'll just have to see.
Wow. You know, we got to get the Australian guys up here to come to Mac Hodges. Would that not be awesome?
You know, there's a group of them coming to Top Gun, and I'm going to really hammer them about trying to come up maybe during Toledo next year.
I think they need to come to Mac Hodges' place.
You know, I think you're right, because I think it's not fair that those guys don't get to sweat their eyelids off like we do in June.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, but think about that. You know, they're kind of the Australians and the guys from New Zealand. They have some bona fide Southern redneck running through them.
Oh, absolutely.
And what a better place to go than Mac Hodges.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They would have a great time out there.
They really would. They really would. I our good friend John Rolfe, I don't know if he's listening tonight, and Rob Miller, he's another good buddy down there. You know, they talk about the critters and all that stuff down there. But, you know, that is some of the most beautiful country in the world. You know,
right.
So
although
I do seriously think that if there is a God and he created all these animals, then Australia was his joke.
Right. He said, I'm going to give you all the bugs, all the insects, and this crazy dog that runs on two legs and has a pouch underneath it.
I mean, come on, a platypus?
A platypus, yeah. I know.
You know, I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
So. Yeah, Rob Miller was telling me that they have problems with camels crossing the road while they're driving. So.
I hate it when that happens.
That's right.
So. Oh, God, I hate it.
Anyway, but we're looking forward to getting some more coverage from down under here on the RC Scale Builder Show and on Warbird Radio.
That's right. We're branching out. We're hoping to get some more shows talking about the stuff going on in New Zealand and, of course, Australia. There's just so much going on down there with the Warbirds. We got to get involved down there and start getting some more shows on from down under.
Absolutely, absolutely. Those guys, and you know, there's just something about when you speak to an Australian that makes you smile. I don't know what it is, but I always grin ear to ear when I'm talking to them.
Somebody said to give them our deer.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, I have a question that was emailed into me. This just came in on my email like 2 seconds ago. Hey, Matt and Mike, Paul here. Curious what the most redneck item on a model is that you've seen. That's great question.
Without a doubt, I have the winner here.
Okay, let's hear it.
I have the winner here. Someone had a deer tail on their rudder, top of their rudder.
On the top of their rudder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty redneck.
They had attached a deer tail to the top of their rudder.
We might need to start a new thread on RC Scale Builder about redneck items on models, because I have seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I really have. I've seen a bunch of them.
You know, I'd like to hear from our guys. What is the one thing that you've seen that just makes you cringe when you look at a model?
Yeah. It can't be the troll in the cockpit. I mean, that's...
Yeah. I mean, that's just a given.
Yeah, that's a given.
That's just a given. But...
I've seen some pretty good stuff, though. I mean, modelers are incredibly ingenious. And there's been some crazy stuff that I've seen over the years. You know, I think people... I talked to my wife about this. We were at Bomber Field a few years ago. I said, she said, how do you know when an airplane's going to crash? I said, I can tell you if an airplane's going to crash before, and I have this talent. I can look at an airplane and I can tell you if it's going to crash.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty darn good. I'm batting about 100 on this. And there was an airplane there, and she said, this airplane's going to crash. I think I've told this story on the show a time or two. She said, how can you tell us? I don't know. I said, I just can tell it. This airplane is doomed. It's going to crash. And it little telltale signs. And you know what I'm talking about, Mike. Like when you start seeing yardsticks, painted over, it's sheeting and stuff like that. There's some good telltale signs.
Yeah.
And this thing survived the entire flight. And it was on final. It was a nice stabilized approach. And it hit a tree. True story. Honest to God. She looked at me and she's like, I don't know how you did it. I'm like, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well.
So you have the same ability, I think.
I do.
There's a lot of guys out there.
It's amazing. You know, you can just kind of look at them sometimes. And
you go, Jason, why don't you stand back here? Don't go out there, boy.
We believe it or not, Matt, we have actually had that conversation before.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I believe it.
Let's get back behind the building.
Yeah, why don't we go stand behind the fence? What? Just trust me on this. Yeah. And then there's always that guy. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. There's always that guy that shows up to the field, and everybody's like, oh, this is going to be interesting. Steve's gonna fly today. He's gonna fly that new fleet. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll be there about 1 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's
okay,
some good
stuff.
I'm
gonna tell you what my little pet peeve is about airplanes. There's some guys commenting in the chat room, but mine is
a troll.
Yeah,
right.
Mine is when on a scale model the windows are painted on.
Oh, come on. Come on. I know a lot of guys who do that because they don't want to do the cockpit. They said, if you're not going to do the cockpit, then paint them. But
yeah,
you don't like that.
No, I don't like that. I think it makes it look like a desktop model.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, you know, so take that for what it's worth.
I know a very good builder that does that quite often.
I mean, I understand why they do it. I just can't bring myself to do that. Yeah. I just... You know, everybody gives me a hard time because I fly a P-47 around without a pilot.
I flew that same P-47 around without a pilot, too.
Yeah.
So, tell them you don't play with dolls. That's
like
telling them.
You know what I told somebody who asked me that? I said, well, when you show up to the field with an airplane, we can discuss it.
when you decide to get that Trainer 40 out,
that's
then
right.
We'll talk. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Oh, so. God. Poor guy.
But yeah, we have a good time. And you know, that's what I love about the hobby. And I know everyone who listens to this show is the same way. The thing I love the most about this hobby is the friendships and the fellowship that we have with each other. And you know, we just get to be able to go out and have a good time. We all get to do the same thing that we all enjoy doing, and it's just, you know, it's a blast. So
I agree. Yeah. Well, we could go on and on. We need to start. I'm going to start that thread on RC Scale Builder. I think you
should.
Most redneck thing you've seen in a model.
I think you should.
There have been a lot down there. I'll tell you, there have been so many. But
I saw a Cherokee that had these big old balloon cub tires on it once. Mm-hmm. That was pretty redneck looking.
You know, this I think the most redneck thing I've ever done with a model. This is true. When I was in college, we had to fly at a. We didn't have a nice flying field, so I flew with these guys. You guys are going to think I'm kidding, but I am honest to God, and I'll get this guy on the show if you don't believe me. I flew with a guy named Don Hogan, and I don't mind naming names, and George Grock, two of these guys, and they started a flying club in Huntsville, Texas. And we flew on this retired farmer's or firefighter's farm, and he had a couple of cows. He had three cows, if I remember right. And we flew, we mowed a little runway, and we flew out there on this... This guy in this guy's cow pasture, and so periodically the cows would come over to the field, and we were over there one day, and I was flying a pattern plane. What was the name of that airplane? Not important. Anyway, I was flying this pattern airplane, and I was practicing for the meet that was coming up, and this mother cow walks out onto the runway and sits down on the runway, and I look at this guy and I said, And I got a, I think it was a Saturn is what I was flying. And I said, I got to land here pretty soon. I'm going to run out of fuel. And he said, well, she'll move. Don't worry about it. And Don Hogan is standing there beside me. And he goes, you know, really nice guy. He's Anna Nicole Smith's father. True story. Mm-hmm. And he's standing there. And he says, I don't think that cow's going to move, Matt. I said, it's going to move. It'll move, Don. No, no problem. It ain't going to move. And I looked at him and said, you know that for sure? He goes, it ain't going to move. He said, land over here. So I start setting up. The cow gets up. The cow moves over. And my airplane rolled right into that cow. I killed the engine. The cow rolls over and is dead. Honest to God, the cow died on the runway before I landed, clearly. I mean, because it's just got up and it kind of like fell over again. And I hit a cow with the airplane on the road. We had to haul the cow off of the truck and butcher the cow that night. Isn't that awful?
I think you gave it a heart attack.
I don't think the cow ever knew I hit it. But the guys gave me a really hard time about that. And that is the truth. We need to get Don Hogan on the show. He really was. He was Anna Nicole Smith's father.
Interesting.
And he owned a hobby shop in Huntsville, Texas. Hmm. And when the college kids would come in, they'd say, are you really Anna Nicole's dad? And he'd show them the Playboy video. Right there in the shop. True story. Now, if that doesn't have some redneck points in it, I don't know what does. But that's an honest to God true story.
Well, and, I'll tell you my weird story like that. And I want to encourage everyone who's listening to email us at live.
I don't know how we got on this subject tonight.
I know, but this is a great this is great content right here. So everyone email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com, and I want you to tell us the weirdest.
Yeah.
Monster. Radio control airplane story, and I mean weird. Okay, so here's my weird one. We're up at this little.
There I was.
And there we were. So anyway, we're up at this little flying field at this club, and a couple of guys are up there with me. It's just a small local club, nothing special. And I'm flying my Funtana, and it was set up for 3 days, so it was, you know, a little tail heavy. So it liked, when it came in, it liked to land nose high. So you basically just kind of three-point it down, you know. And so I'm coming in for a landing, and I'm standing there, and I've got my strap on, and I've got the transmitter holding it. And I don't know, it was like fall, I believe, and I turned, and I had a little jacket on, and I don't know what happened, but somehow I'm about 6 feet off the ground, and I've got about, you know, maybe a little bit of up elevator in it, which translates to a lot on that airplane. And somehow I turned. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but my throttle went to full throttle.
Oh, come on.
And when it did that, the plane, I joke not with you. I'm dead serious about this. I had five witnesses. The plane did a loop and landed. It did this 6 feet off the ground. It did a loop on itself, came down, and landed. And I just came off the throttle real quick.
And it hit a cow, and then Anna Nicole Smith's dad came out there and took the airplane off the field.
I turned around, and I looked at everyone, and they're all standing there with their mouths open. And I'm like, yeah, I meant to do that.
Yeah. Take that, guys.
But that was the weirdest thing. I've never seen an airplane do that. It literally looped on itself and just landed.
And that was it.
That was it. I mean, you know, that's my weird RC story. But,
oh, man. There's a lot of them out there. I like the guys in the chat room right there. How many of them start with, and there was this one tree on the field.
That's right.
There's this field and one tree. Love it.
Hey, we had this guy in an old club of mine, and I swear to you, the guy, he was the cheapest modeler I ever met.
Now, that's another story right there, Mike.
This guy had 10 airplanes and had one glow plug for all of them.
I know him.
I kid you not. He would literally pull the glow plug out of one engine and put it in another. Okay? So we're just setting up this field, and we're putting the windsock up. Now, the windsock, it's wide open for, as far as you can see all around this place. And the windsock is back beside the shed, and it's about, I don't know, about 20 feet off the ground, you know. And, I mean, the thing was not up. The cement had not even started to cure yet, and he hit it. But it's just amazing the stuff that happens at a flying field. So.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, we had a raffle plane one year, a glider that a little girl won, and her whole family came out to watch this thing fly. And that guy, for some reason, who I was talking about earlier, shows up, and he volunteers to teach her how to fly this glider. Hmm. And we're all thinking, this is not going to end well. And his name is Steve. And Steve throws the glider with the little 049 on it, and the whole family's out there. This little girl's standing out there, and she's watching her airplane, and it's going away, and it just kept going away. And Steve starts running, and he says, "Get in the car! Get in the car! We got to chase after it!" "Why?" "The radio's not working. I think I forgot to turn it on." And he did. He forgot to turn the plane on and launched the airplane. Little girl cried all the way home. So, yeah. Great, great modeling stories. We know, everybody has them, and it's just so much fun. But I'm going to try and get Don Hogan on the show. Can we do
that? That'd be awesome.
Let's get him on the show one
night.
And,
absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to hear the stories you guys have. So if you'd like to write in or call in sometime, and in the second half of the show, and let's hear your odd or your strange story. But I swear to you, the guy had 10 airplanes and one glow plug.
I know it, and it had been in the family for years, like they said in the
chat
room.
Absolutely. I just wanted to point something out real quick before we wrap up here. My buddy Jeff Whitney just showed up in the chat room, so he's listening, I know. And Jeff normally doesn't make it home in time to listen to the show, but I wanted to point out that he's listening tonight, and that he also has the messiest workshop of anyone I've ever met in my life.
Pick the worst night in the world to be listening tonight, but the worst show around tonight.
We give him such a hard time about his workshop, but
probably immaculate if I had to guess.
We're glad you could join us tonight, Jeff. We really do appreciate it. So yeah, we keep threatening to hire a organizing consultant to go in and take care of it. But anyway,
all right, more fun stories next time then.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks for listening tonight. It's always fun to get on here and jabber jaws with you. And thanks to Jerry Bates for coming on tonight.
No, that was fun.
Jerry's always great. And if you miss Jerry, stick around later tonight or first thing in the morning, check back, and the podcast will be ready to listen to, and you can listen to it later. So, but we got some great things coming up here at Warbird Radio and, of course, on RC Scale Builder. So, stick around. Lots of cool stuff. Be sure and check out the warbirdradio.com/deals area.
Yeah, help us pay for this place, will you?
Yeah, help Matt, put
so
food in
Mike.
His baby's mouth. Yeah,
I gotta pay Mike.
Yeah, help him feed the baby.
There you go.
Come on, who could resist a baby story?
Man, every dollar you spend out there helps us keep the station on the air. So we appreciate
that's right,
you can
absolutely,
do.
Absolutely. But anyway, I want to thank you all for listening in, and thanks for participating. And we do this show for you, so any ideas you have, we'd love to hear from you. I guess that's going to wrap it up, Mr. Matt.
All right, Mike. Till next week.
And next week, we'll be back with another great guest and more information on what's going on in RC Scale. In the meantime, be sure and join us on rcscalebuilder.com for some of the best information on scale building on the internet. And thanks for listening, and be sure to stay tuned for more great programming here on Warbird Radio. The only radio station about warbirds. Be sure and stay tuned. Until next time, don't forget to measure twice and cut once.